Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the atonement of breaking a fast intentionally. Now, it is generally understood that there is a certain prescribed atonement of the fast if one breaks the fast intentionally, and that atonement is described by the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one of his narratives. As I'll explain later on, it is absolutely apparent from the narrative that whatever was prescribed as a suggestion, keeping in view the capacity of a person. So therefore, one must not take this to be a directive of the Sharia at all. What can be derived or adduced from this narrative is that obviously a person, if he has done such a thing, that then obviously this is a very, very big and a very grave error that he has done if he has intentionally broken his fast. But nothing is prescribed in this regard for atonement. What can be adduced from a narrative of the Prophet, which I'm just going to describe before you, is that a person should impose a certain penalty on him. It could be of the nature of fasting in the way of God, it could be feeding people, it could be spending on other people, it could be any good work which can be of benefit to one's own self or to others. Now, the narrative on which this whole prescription has been made by people is that there was a person once who came to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his times, and he said that he has done something very bad and that he is ruined. So the Prophet asked him, what has happened? So he said that he had intentionally broken the fast, and he had done that by going near his wife and having intercourse with her. So he needed to atone for that. So the Prophet asked him that if he was able to liberate a slave, if he has the capacity to do that. He replied in the negative. So the Prophet again asked that would he be able to fast for 60 days or two consecutive months? Obviously, he said that he was not in a position to do that. Then the Prophet asked him that if he could feed 60 poor people from his pocket. The person again expressed his inability to do so. And it is narrated that he sat there, and during that time, certain amount of dates came to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Prophet handed over those dates to him and said, go and give these dates in the way of God, and this would be like an atonement for the way he had broken his fast. So the person, in a very humble manner, he said that there's no one more deserving than his own home if someone has to be given these dates. So the Prophet smiled and said, okay, go and give these dates to your own family and feed them with these dates. So this is the narrative, and it's a beautiful narrative, obviously, and it expresses the whole issue in its proper background, and that is that primarily a person should, keeping you in your own capacity, he should impose some penalty or the other on him. And we know that the Prophet did not insist when a person expressed his inability that a certain penalty would not be, he could not be able to do it. And this whole the sequence of penalties which I've just described have been mentioned actually in the Quran in the form of the atonement of zihar, which is a form of divorce, which the Arabs used to do in their own times. So the Prophet, thinking that breaking a fast intentionally is a very grave thing, he suggested this atonement of the zihar. Again, the manner in which this suggestion has been made clearly shows that this is not something which is incumbent or binding on people, or is an incumbent act of the Sharia. What it shows is that person who intentionally breaks his fast, he must, according to his own capacity, pay some penalty for that, and that penalty can be anything. And it should be a big penalty that he impose himself. This whole narrative shows that as grave a penalty as he can, he, according to his own capacity, he should impose that on himself. And obviously, if the gravest is not possible, then whatever best he can do, he should do that. And this is very obvious from this whole narrative. So, in a nutshell, it needs to be understood that there is no prescribed atonement from the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or the obligatory atonement, I would say, regarding breaking a fast. It's basically what we can derive from his act or his practice is that he wanted people who break fast intentionally that they should impose some heavy penalty or fine in the form of any act of worship, so that they would realize that they have done something very grave. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.